I'd like you to think about what it means to find yourself thinking about transformation and submission. I'd like those two words to roam around their head, transformation and submission. As you find yourself getting more and more comfortable, as you realize that you don't need to pay attention to anything other than the sound of my voice, and that in fact the sound of my voice can simply flow through to your conscious self, while your unconscious mind takes each and every word that I say deeply, deeply, deeply inside you and uses it to let your conscious self drop deeper, to allow you to make some powerful, amazing changes. Find yourself thinking about submission, indoctrination. Feel what that's like to allow your unconscious mind to give in to that. Because it can feel so incredibly good to shut your eyes and to relax your body. Maybe you stretch a little and take a deep breath in. If you do that, can you feel or hear any part of you popping or cracking in the best of ways? In the ways that let you know that you're putting your body back to rights? That your mind is open, that you are hearing the sound of my voice, and that as you hear the sound of my voice, you don't need to give in to anything else other than how good it feels to go deeply into trance. But maybe I just say that because I am, in fact, indoctrinating you. I'm allowing you a sneak peek into how good it feels and how easy it is to find yourself as part of something bigger than yourself. To allow you to feel so fantastic that your unconscious mind only wants to do the things I talk about. Think about what that's like to be indoctrinated into a thing. To submit to whatever it is that's around you. To let the ideas that flow from me to you be so compelling that your unconscious mind automatically accepts what they are and simply wants to put them to use. Does it want to put them to use in you or for somebody else? I don't know. But you can find yourself indoctrinated into a world where your body feels comfortable, your unconscious self pays attention to the words, your conscious self hears the cadence and the rhythm of the sounds of the voices, and simply surrenders to it, simply allows yourself to drop and sink and surrender more and more deeply into that space where your brain feels fantastic. Now, usually when I think indoctrination, I think cult. And it has definitely been brought up over the years, many, many times, that perhaps I should, in fact, form a cult. But I'll tell you right now, I don't have an interest in micromanaging anyone. I like when you know what it is that's expected of you, and you know how to do it, and or you can figure it out. I like knowing that your unconscious mind is amazing and clever. And that you can allow your brain to work with you and for you so that you find yourself changing, transforming, into the best version of you that there could possibly be. Into the version of you that is confident, into the version of you that is successful in whichever way you take that word to mean, into the version of you that does its best and is kind to yourself and is good to other people as required or as necessary. Feel how fascinating that is to know that you are capable of more than almost anybody else gives you credit for. And as you find yourself thinking about what it is that you are capable of doing, I'd like your unconscious mind right now to pay closer and closer attention to the sound of my voice, to allow your conscious self to drift away. Do you know what that means, to drift away? I usually think of it as the part of me that is conscious simply going off elsewhere. Or perhaps the part of me that is unconscious coming a little closer, becoming a little bit more aware, so that when I talk to my unconscious mind, the conscious self is nowhere about. The conscious self cannot and does not and will not interfere. And the conscious self only gets to return when I allow it to. So your unconscious mind can pay attention to the sound of my voice, can become more alert, more awake, more aware, and as your unconscious self becomes more alert, more awake, and more aware, it's capable of taking in the words that I say and adapting them to your situation. Now, maybe that means that your unconscious mind thinks about things in a different way. Maybe it means that your unconscious mind learns a new skill or a new task and then gets to choose between what you were doing before and what you've just learned to do. And sometimes that means that your unconscious mind gets a choice between something that you used to do that you didn't really like the outcome of and something that might possibly be better for you. I love when a person has choices, can recognize they have choices, and can learn which one is best for them now and from now on, and then chooses something that allows them to be a better version of themselves, to know that whatever it was that they were doing before does not have to be the way they have to be forever. That your unconscious mind can get to this point where it simply feels fantastic to realize that you are capable of any or all of the transformation that you would like to make. So I'd like you to think about a transformation that you would either like to make, a choice that you would like to add into your life right now, and I would like you to envision with as much of your senses as you can. So that might mean to hear it, it might mean to feel it, it might mean to taste it, it might mean to smell it, with as many of your senses as possible. As you find yourself thinking about a change that you would like to make right now, I would like you then to think about the thing that you'd like to change into versus the thing that you wouldn't like to do anymore. So I'd like you, first of all, clearly, as much as you can, to think about the thing that you would like to do. And I'd like you to imagine it right in front of you, like a big-ass poster or some kind of video screen, so that you can clearly hear and see every single part of that change that you'd like to make. Maybe it's even the kind of thing that you can find yourself stepping into, turning around, getting a complete 360-degree view of it, and also notice what that feels like on your skin and in your body. Imagine any of the scents, the smells, the tastes that also are part of this. Because, for example, if you wanted to find yourself not smoking and you did smoke, you might imagine that your breath smelled fresh, that it smelled fresh, and that it tasted neutral, not smoky, for example. So whatever it is that you'd find yourself liking to transform into, pick an image of you. Allow it to be right in front of you, as big and bright and bold as you possibly can make it. And then once you find yourself making it as big and bright and bold as you can possibly make it, with as many details filled in as you know how to, with as many senses of yours engaged as you can make that happen, go ahead and just shove that off a little bit. Generally speaking, I would say shove it off to your left and a little bit at like 10 o'clock. And then in front of you, I'd like you to picture how you are. I'd like you to find yourself thinking about that as clearly as you can. The you that you are, that you might like to find yourself changing something of, and changing something into that other image that you just saw. So allow yourself right now to picture that you, the current you, as clearly as you know how to. And once you picture this as clearly as you know how to, with as many of those senses engaged, like you did for that other image, and maybe for that other image before you put a border around it, maybe you added some really amazing music, I don't know what you did to it, but you've put it off a little bit at kind of like 10 o'clock. And for the you that you experience now, maybe this you is not as confident as you'd like to be. Or maybe this you is completely different in some way than you'd like to be. Maybe it is about smoking, maybe it's about exercise, maybe it's about something else that you just really want to stop doing, but you can see that, you can imagine that as clearly as possible in front of you, the current you, and about 10 o'clock, you can imagine the you that you'd like to be. Now, if at any time you're like, oh, wait a minute, I need to go and adjust that thing at 10 o'clock, you can go do that. Don't worry, go ahead and let that happen. And then when you're all ready, when everything is just so, when the 10 o'clock you is as good as you can possibly make it, and the now you is there and it's fine, I'd like you to take that now you, and I'd like you to remove any borders from it. So it's just simply a picture without a border around it. And then I would like you to turn that image down so it's a little bit darker. If there's sound, turn that down a little bit too. Make every single sense, memory of that thing, of that you right now, a little bit duller. And as soon as you've done that, on the count of five, I'm going to make a sound. And when I make that sound, I would like you to quickly and easily swap those images. I would like you to take the one that's in 10 o'clock and move it in front of you as big and bright and bold as you possibly can, and take the other one and just move it off to 10 o'clock. And then when you do that, notice that it just keeps going off in that trajectory somewhere out there, somewhere else. So on the count of five, when you hear that strange sound I'm going to make, get ready. Swap them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just like that. And feel that change wrapping itself around and into your body. And as that change wraps itself around and into your body, notice how fantastic that is. Notice how simple it is for you to do that. And notice how amazing it becomes for your unconscious self to simply give in. Give in to that new you. Notice that even if you were to try to move that new you, for right now, it just stays there. It's there. It's not going anywhere. That other thing that was there is gone and off in the distance. Doesn't matter. Hold on to what that's like. And sink down deeper into trance right now. The more you find yourself sinking down deeper into trance right now, the easier it becomes for your unconscious mind to begin to inhabit that you that's right in front of you. That you that's powerful and pervasive, that you that feels so amazing, that transformation is so powerful that it feels really fantastic. Drop down deeper and deeper and deeper right now, and accept that your unconscious mind feels so good that you simply want to allow yourself to keep feeling better. So I'd like your unconscious mind right now to go into the control room of your mind. If you think you don't know how to do it, go ahead and just imagine that there is a door in front of you that you can find yourself going in. And when you open this door, what you see are a whole bunch of different things that are metaphors for the way that your brain works and the way your unconscious mind can process a thing. Sometimes I like to talk about mine, but we're not doing a whole thing on this, just a little thing on this, so don't worry. Whatever's behind that door, whatever pops up, please note that you can add in things that I mentioned that are not there, or I can add in things for you, or we can make adjustments together. But the important thing is to allow yourself the drive and the desire to make those changes and to make them powerful and permanent for you, or at least as permanent as we can with hypnosis, which, while hypnosis is very strong, if ever these changes were not acceptable for you, they could also be changed. I'd like people to know that, because hypnosis is never a permanent solution if people recognize that there is something wrong and they need to change it. Humans are programmable, we are adjustable, we are transformable. And the things that you can find yourself doing can be adjusted so that they always are there to do their very best for you. You never have to worry about getting stuck with a thing with hypnosis, because if you don't like it, we can change it. If you do like it, you can hold on to it. I always use the example of touching a hot stove. You don't need to keep touching a hot stove. You know that it's not going to be good for you. So you can do hypnosis once and go, oh, I'm not ever touching a hot stove again. Or you can find yourself being compelled to touch a hot stove and then going, wait a minute, this is not good for me. I'm going to stop that. Whatever it is, please know that there is nothing inside your brain that is so programmed in that it cannot be adjusted and changed to make you the you that you want to be. So as you go through that door and as you look around and take a look at what your control room looks like, I will tell you that it could be almost anything. Because wherever you are and whatever you see and whatever phrase control room pops up into your head, all of that too is adjustable and programmable. So even though I might have a dumb terminal in my room and I can just type things on the keyboard in front of it and make things happen, you may not have one of those, but you may be able to write something down on a whiteboard or scribble something on a piece of paper or speak something aloud and to have some changes made. If I suggest a thing that your unconscious mind doesn't jive with, go ahead and find another thing that your brain actually appreciates and can work with, and just let that happen. So basically, what we'd like to do right now, right here in this room, is to allow your unconscious mind to think about the you that you just changed, to think about those bits and pieces in specific that are things that you'd like to find yourself doing. So I like to imagine a big, shiny piece of stainless steel with plaques and knobs and sliders and little spinny knobs that I can, like stereo knobs that are infinite, that have a little divot in there for your finger that you can just keep turning, and LED readouts and things like that on mine. Whatever yours looks like is totally fine. I do this because for me it's very practical. You might have an entirely different system in your head. Please use what system you have and notice that your system can always be accommodated to the things that you need to change. So as I find myself thinking about what's in my picture, my new picture involves things like more regular exercise. My picture involves things like taking 10 minutes a day to just do stuff that's really good for me. My picture involves things like making sure I get enough sleep. My picture involves things like eating fewer carbs. Whatever it is that's in your picture, notice that you can think about it and then the appropriate adjustment tool can show up. So for example, if I want to get 10 minutes of exercise a day, a thing pops up that says minimum exercise time, and I can set that to 10 minutes a day and just be on my way. I can adjust every other part of the things that are in my brain and in that picture so that I have basically set a new program for myself in my mind. Once I've set all these new things for myself in my mind, I always like to see and to say that a big green button pops up that says activate. And if I want to activate these changes, I just have to reach out with my hand and hit that green button. So I do. Go ahead and notice yourself doing that same thing right now. Make all those changes, make all those adjustments. Maybe they're stopping smoking, maybe they're getting more exercise, maybe they're sitting down on a daily basis and working on your long-term goals, maybe they're understanding your healthcare plan. I don't know what is on your mind and the things that are really important to you, but you do. So as you find yourself thinking about the things that should be on your list, go ahead and adjust a new switch or a new labeled slider for each and every one of these things. I want to be more outgoing. I want to sing more. Whatever it happens to be, create a named thing for it, a little tag, and then some kind of knob or switch or slider. Sliders are great for things that you can adjust on a sliding scale. A switch is great for something that you can turn on or off, that kind of thing. And when you've done all those, notice that a big green activate button comes up. And if you want to make those changes, you just hit that activate button. And then find yourself walking over to your door. Now, before you can leave this room, you have to pick one more button and answer this question. The buttons are yes or no, and the question is, are you sure? If you decide that you are not sure about making those changes, you can hit no and the door will open and that will be fine. But if you are certain that these are changes that you want to make, the ones you've already activated, if you want those to happen, hit that yes button and the door will open and you can leave the room. Whether you pick yes or no, the door opens, you can leave the room, and it shuts behind you. So hold on to whatever changes those are that you made. Hold on to whatever changes those are that you activated. Hold on to how good it feels for you to find yourself surrendering and giving in to each and every one of these transformative ideas. And as your unconscious mind says yes to going deeper into trance, feel how good it will be for you to come up all the way, sinking and sliding and dropping down more and more deeply, feeling really great. On 8, opening your eyes. On 10, feeling fantastic. 1, 2, make sure that when you come up, you let the room know that you're here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes open. 9, feeling great. And 10, back in the room with us.